On the last Sunday of the church year, we hail Jesus as a king. He had no army, no throne. His possessions could be carried in his two hands. His own hometown rejected him, but he is king of the universe. In a year in which we have been confronted by surprise of disease, racial unrest, electoral upheaval, we end with the final joyous surprise, the great good news of all time, that Jesus is king over all. We're constantly astonished by what he said and by what he did. To all of us, he tells us that our sins are forgiven and that he will turn none of us away. In the midst of hate and turmoil, he says, "Love your enemies." He ate with sinners like you and me, tax collectors. He defended prostitutes. Again and again, he surprises us, up to and most importantly, including his death on the cross and resurrection from the dead. Now, on the last Sunday of the church year, before we begin a new one with Advent next week, we hail him as king. We hail him as king of the universe, as king of the church, as king of our lives, as the king of our hearts. Jesus Christ turns all of our expectations upside down, and for that, we give thanks to him who loves us so much.